everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Tego. Today we have energy, power, a different understanding of what all that means and how it applies to business. Now, what do I mean by that? Sit right there and you'll find out. We'll be right back. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Now, you and I met technically, virtually, through this new Women's Podcast Network group on Facebook.
You betcha. Yeah.
So how long have you had your podcast? How long have you been in media? Where did you start? Let's go there.
Well, I started in media, I guess, about 4 years ago. I was working as a virtual assistant. So I was behind the scenes, never visible. Nobody even knew what my face looked like. And I hired a business coach at the time, and she pushed me to do my very first Facebook Live, which, by the way, was not pretty. It was really awkward.
Nobody's is.
Right? But I fell in love with it, and I made a commitment to myself to do a Facebook Live every single weekday for the next 3 years. I didn't know at the time it was going to go for 3 years, but I just loved it so much that
Wait a minute.
Did it.
Every single weekday, five days a week, 20 days a month, 12 months, 3 years.
Yes.
What did you talk about? Because that's a lot.
I did all sorts of things. For a while, I was doing like screen share tutorials as a virtual assistant. And then I started leaning more into spiritual tools. And so I was using tarot cards. So sometimes I would show the tarot cards. Sometimes I would just create content using the tarot cards and would never even tell anybody I was using tarot. And then I dove into the self-mastery journey. And so I talk about possibility and, you know, making the world a better place. And it just kind of evolved along the way. I just knew that I wanted to be visible. And in order to do that, in order to be good at anything, you got to do it a lot.
So you said tarot cards. Now we got to tell people what you do, because now they're going, wait, what? What just happened? So tell everybody what you do and how that ties to tarot cards.
Actually don't really use tarot cards anymore because I've graduated to something even more fun.
Okay.
So I'm a quantum numerologist and wealth activator. So I use numerology, which is solid scientific math. This is not woo-woo weird stuff. And I use this math to support people in business as entrepreneurs in the online space. So I show you who you are based on your mathematical code. And I show you how you can best show up in the world and what's possible for you. And then I help you activate your wealth.
Okay, hold on. What's a mathematical code? What do you mean?
You're talking about my social security number or my birthday or something?
Okay. Birthday.
I'm listening. All right, go ahead.
Your date of birth, I can tell you a lot about who you are. Okay. I also use a regular deck of playing cards instead of tarot cards now. So each of the cards in a deck has a particular energy, and the history of a deck of playing cards is really quite fascinating. They've been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Nobody really knows who invented them, and it's a system that's been kept a secret. There's not a lot of people that do what I do.
So now I got to ask, how did you get into this? Why did you get into this?
Yeah, my coach and mentor, her name is Joy Kingsborough. I've been working with her for 4 years. She has been involved in this work for 20 years, and she taught me regular numerology. And from there, I became obsessed. I needed to know all the things because it made so much sense to me. And I could see the patterns, and I could see how I could help people. And so I went down the rabbit hole with her, and I just said, teach me all the things.
I know my viewing audience is going, wait a minute. This is expert talk. Yes, this is expert talk. Cindy's on here, and she helps entrepreneurs. Yes, she helps entrepreneurs. And somehow this all ties my business, my success, my wealth, ties to my birthday. Explain.
So what we do is we add up the numbers of your date of birth, and that gives us a particular number. So when you were born, you came into the quantum field in a particular mathematical code. And there's a lot of other numbers we can use, but to keep it simple, we use your date of birth.
Okay.
And we take that number, and that gives us the foundation of who you are and what you came here to do. So okay. I can show you all of the possibilities available to you based on that number. And then we get a little deeper and go further down the rabbit hole. And we start talking about the energy that's available to you that you can leverage. So just like we can predict the weather, just like we can predict the stock market, I can predict the energetic influences that you'll be experiencing in the time ahead. I'm not a fortune teller. Let me be clear. I'm a forecaster. So I can look at what's coming for you so that you can leverage it to use it to your advantage in your business.
Okay, so the first thing that pops in my head is, one, we have to do this because I gotta know. Two, what happens if you've been on a journey for example, me, for 20 years, and then I meet Cindy. She's wonderful, she's fantastic. She does this with my birthday and tells me I'm supposed to be way over there to the left after a 20-year journey of going to the right.
I'm usually a little bit nicer than that.
Okay.
I'm gentle, and I show you what's possible without saying you've been on the wrong path for 20 years. There's no such thing as a wrong path.
Okay.
Everybody has their journey. I myself had my journey, and I came across this information, and the first thing I thought was, well, I've been doing it all wrong this whole time.
Okay, so if you've already been in business, you already own your business, then is it like I should stay away from you because you may tell me I've been going the wrong way this whole time?
No.
Okay.
I'll show you how to activate your personality in your current business.
Okay.
And at some point, you may decide that it's not a fit, but that's not going to be me telling you that. It's just going to be the way that you feel. Everything in our quantum field is operated through our emotions. And if you don't love what you do, if you're not fired up by what you do, you're going to have a hard time getting the results that you want. And what often happens when I show you your numbers is that you realize that what you've been doing may not necessarily be what you really want. Or maybe it is.
Now, what's a quantum field? Because somebody's thinking it.
Oh, sure they are, yes. So there's a lot of different ways to explain the quantum field. It is the source of all of us, all of life, all of the universe. And I look at it as almost like this 5D spider web that is all integrated, but it's nothing but energy. It is everything in the universe is energy. Nothing is ever created nor destroyed. And we are all made from that energy. And we have the ability to tap into that field. And that field contains all of the conscious intelligence.
Okay, so with modern day technology and the internet and social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the latest thing is today, okay, we are getting further and further and further away from human contact. And then you add in COVID, you're on lockdown for X amount of months, okay? How does that affect? Does it affect your energy, your focus, your drive? Does that affect any of that? Or does it not matter? Or does it actually help that you're using technology?
So I love this question. All of our source energy comes from within us, not from the external world. But we have been programmed to believe that our information comes from Google or whatever search engine you're using. We've been programmed to believe that our information comes from our parents, that our money comes from our bank account, that our our business is online, need a website, all of those pieces. That is in the physical realm of the world that we can see. But there are so many things that the human eye can't actually see and perceive that's all around us. There is unlimited possibility available to us when we just close our eyes and recognize the source within us. We have been separated in a very big way with COVID and the internet and all of those things, right? Mm-hmm. We've been separated because there are some players in the game who recognize that as we are separated more and more and more, we lose our power. And so tools such as meditation, contemplation, journaling, using numerology, all of these pieces allow us to tap back into our own power, realize that our power is sourced from within us, and it brings us back to the connection of unity consciousness, where we have all been created from the exact same energy, and we are all one, even though we're all individuals.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
So now I have the question of, right now we talked about COVID a couple of times and we can't get away from it. I don't know about you, but I thought this was going to be a weekend or, you know, like a flu season or, hey, we're going to hang out, stay in, make some pizzas. And this is going to pass over like a storm and then we go back to work. Mm-hmm. And now we're crossing, getting close to 6 months of this. And last count, the numbers are insane for this thing. People are feeling really lost. People that thought they definitely knew where they were going to be, what they were going to be doing. You know, I know people that have planned out their lives almost to the minute and, you know, the millisecond, and they are totally going, what now? Where to? So, of course, we'll tell them how to get to you. But other than that, what can they do to just kind of calm themselves down and maybe feel that energy that you say they have?
Oh, I love this question so much because this is really what I'm passionate about helping people with. We are currently going through a stage in the universe, in the world, where we're reaching a level of consciousness where an awakening is happening. So a lot of people are having this come to Jesus moment where mm-hmm. they're realizing that the systems that we had in place are not working. And those foundations that we thought were stable are crumbling before our very eyes. We are being shown how bad it really is, which means that it's going to show up and it's going to trigger a lot of people. And it's going to create this anxiety and fear and stress and what do I do? And my life is falling apart. But on the other side of that is this possibility to build something new that we've never seen before. But the first step is to regulate our nervous systems, because our nervous systems put us in either fight, flight, or rest, repose. When you are in fight, flight, your brain, parts of your brain are actually shutting down, where they can't function and they can't make decisions. I use the term Tyrannosaurus Rex. Tiny little arms, tiny little brain, you can't make good decisions.
What a visual.
You're in rest repose. You're more like a dolphin. Your sonar's working. Your intuition is working. You are connected with your friends and your people. Whether you're physically connected with them or not doesn't matter, because you can connect through the conscious field and get information. So you're making wise decisions. You can see possibility that you never saw before. And a prime example of this, to keep it to the very simple, is, are you bored or are you content? If you're bored, you're in T-Rex brain. If you are content, you are a dolphin. How many times do you go to the fridge because you're bored and choose a snack that may not be the healthiest choice?
Get out of my kitchen.
I do it too, that's why I know. But if you're content, you're more likely to go for a walk or play with the dog or write a piece of poetry or create a piece of art or have some veggie sticks, whatever that might be. But when you're content, you're at that fine line between regulating your nervous system and being unable to make wise decisions. So the first step is regulation of that nervous system. If anybody is feeling that fear, that stress, that, oh my God, what's happening to our world? Meditation, breathing exercises, yoga, journaling, tarot cards, numerology. There are so many tools you can turn to. Qigong, EFT tapping. There's thousands of different tools out there. You just got to find what works for you. My favorite thing to do is just to close my eyes and take a deep breath.
Now I did my research. I always do before I sit down and speak with someone. And I saw something interesting. And I said, the brain game. What's the brain game?
The brain game is my favorite thing on the whole planet except numerology.
Okay.
The brain game is a 10-week course where we first and foremost untangle all of your past programming. What your parents taught you, what your spouse taught you, what your children are doing to you, all of the drama, all of the triggers, we clear that out.
In 10 weeks.
Well, we start the process.
Okay.
We do a lot. It can be intense, but we do it in a very safe container where if there is anything that needs to be navigated, we've got lots of people to refer to. We take care of that. And we will only work with people that we know are ready for it.
Okay.
From there, what happens is you've opened up your energetic space for possibility. And a lot of personal development courses out there open up that energetic space for the possibility and then send you on your way. And what happens is the universe abhors a vacuum. And so what comes but all of your bad habits back inside again, all of the negative self-talk, all of the, oh my God, my world is falling apart. So we make sure that you have the tools to fill the vacuum with what you want. And it gives you the ability to create the life of your flipping dreams. So I went through the brain game 3 years ago. I was burning the candle at both ends, working 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. My relationships were falling apart. I was drinking entirely way too much. My life was in shambles. 10 weeks later, I revamped my business. I left my relationship, which may not be the best news for some people, but it was amazing news for me. And I put my life back together. And 3 years later, I am on top of the world. I teach this course. It was developed by my mentor, Joy Kingsborough, that I spoke about earlier. And I was so obsessed that I made her allow me to be certified so I could teach it, because it's that good.
You are so young. I mean, you are truly a young person that seems to have it together, which, you know, there are so many people that are my age that are still going, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. It's like, what are you talking about? We're weeks away from retirement. You should have figured that out a long time ago. But you seem to really, really have it, quote unquote, together. You know, some people, even like you said, you know, you don't have to be in the same space. Some people I can talk to via Zoom or whatever, and I'm immediately like tense because they're tense. You know, some people are so laid back. It's like, how do you stay awake? And then you meet some people that you just get this cool vibe from. And I just did an interview not too long ago with a lady named Barbie. Got this really cool vibe from her. And it's just like, gotta have her back, gotta have her back. I wanna have you come back on too. You have this really cool vibe about you. Like, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you the world's all roses and you know, lily fields and everything's happy and joyous and, you know, cotton candy and all that. Mm-hmm. But I am gonna tell you that whatever it is, you got what you need to handle it. Let me show you where to find it.
Yes.
You know, and that's really kind of neat. I'm really impressed with that, because when you and I met virtually online and I saw what you did in your quote unquote bio, and I went, I don't think I have the right skills to interview her. I don't know what to ask her. So I immediately sent it to my business partner and producer and said, and she went, oh my God, you have to interview her. This is exactly what we need on the show. And I went, well, you come and interview her because you know better than I do. She said, I'm not going on camera. But now I understand what she's saying, because everybody goes through, especially as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a manager, we're always worried about the task at hand. And then somebody says, you know, take care of yourself. We go, okay. And we go and drink a shake or walk around the block and then come back and worry about the task. And what I'm getting from you is you kind of got to do this stuff in a rhythm together. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially the way that the world is going right now. For 100 years, we've been taught that if you hustle and you burn the candle at both ends and you just work a little harder, you'll break through and have that moment. But we are learning now through quantum field science, this is mainstream science, I'm not just making this up, that everything is energy. And the energy you put behind the action counts more than the action itself. So prime example is say you're posting on social media and you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired, but I really just need to post because I told my people that I would post this thing.
Yeah.
And your people read it, or nobody reads it, because right. It can't be seen because there's no energy behind it, right? But when you have that fired up passion and you know that this is gonna make a difference, and I know that this is the right thing, and I'm so excited to share, even if it's just a silly meme that's gonna make people laugh, it's still gonna have that impact, and you're excited to share it, all of a sudden everybody sees it.
Yeah, this is true. You're right.
Energy. Everything is energy.
See, we don't have enough time for this. We're going to have you come back on a regular and just, because I mean, we haven't really got into what is a wealth, you know, activator, and we got to get further into the brain game. I got to do this thing with my birthday. There's just not enough time. We got to talk about, limitless power. We got to talk about paradigm shifts. I mean, you have so many layers. Mm-hmm. To go into and talk about. But I mean, you've only been doing this for 3 years, four years.
That's it. Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 10 years? Are you still doing this?
Yeah.
Really? Would you consider this your passion?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm just doing this in a bigger way.
Okay. I can see that. I can absolutely see that. So let me ask you, what about someone who's gone through a health crisis? Because there's so many of them right now. Mm-hmm. What about someone who has gone through some kind of an abusive situation, mm-hmm. some kind of trauma? Maybe they've had some kind of addictions. Have they damaged this energy? Is it no hope for them? Or just call it a day, go home and eat bonbons, you're done. No.
Please don't do that.
Okay. So
I come from a background of addiction and abuse. I am an ex-cocaine addict, and I came out of several abusive relationships, emotional and physical. You are not broken. It is all about letting go of the trauma. And by letting go, I don't mean letting that other person off the hook, But when we carry that pain in our physical body, because our emotions are carried in our body, when we carry that pain with us, it's like this toxic chemical flowing through our body all the time. And all we're doing is damaging ourselves. The other person's living their life and they don't care, right? And so it takes some work. The inner work is the hardest, but it is the most important thing. And it takes forgiveness. And I don't mean forgiveness in this like, oh, I forgive you. It's a deep emotional state to let go and forgive. But if we think about when a child is born, the first thing they do is they inhale. They receive from life. And then they exhale and they give back. That's how life operates. We are meant to first receive and then give. And so when we are holding all of this toxic poison in our body, we are unable to give or receive because we've blocked that flow. So we need to let go of that first and forgive. And I've got lots of tools to help people do that. And once we've done the forgiveness and we've let go, then we can step into our purpose.
And on that note, I'm going to say part one with Cindy, because we have just, like, this is the cherry on top of the 7-layer cake, you guys. We're gonna just maybe cut one little slice out of this cake. You have so much information, and I thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing just this little bit of an overall view. And then maybe what we'll do is get on the podcast side and just deep dive, and we can just talk for an hour or something and not be restricted by, you know, the networks. The networks say, no, you know.
I will talk about this stuff all day long.
You are an absolute powerhouse and a ball of energy. And I thank you ever so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Wow. What energy. What power. Cindy is fantastic. But for right now, I gotta go. The network only gives me this much time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in every week. As you know, I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time.